Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And once again, we come to you with a handful of the 2019 YALI, Young African Leadership Initiative, Mandela Fellows, who are here to study for several weeks at Clark Atlanta University. We're speaking with Fatima Ba, from Senegal, West Africa. She's a fashion designer, and her company is called So Fatu. Fatima Ba, welcome.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me.
So tell me what you think about the YALI experience. We know that this is a very competitive initiative to be a young leader and to be a part of this. Mm. What do you think about it? Why did you apply? And what do you think made your application stand out so that you were accepted into this program?
That's a tough question. What I think of the YALI is that this is one of the greatest opportunity that that Senegalese, actually African leaders, have had in like a while. Within 6 weeks, you learn just so much. And actually, I feel like the greatest thing that the program has done is putting us together. Now I can go to whichever country I want. I know that I know somebody there and that someone can help me with my business or anything that I need, actually. So, you make new friends. You make a great, great, great network. Amazing. And Africa's just about to have free trade. And I guess this is the best time I could have done this. The reason why I applied is that I went to study in Morocco. Just like people who studied in Africa, we don't have alumni. So I realized that there was a big part missing because I have friends who've been like to the US, and actually just to the US and all to England. And they have these great networks, these people who can help them wherever they go. And I wanted that. Also, I have friends who've been to the YALI program and they came back doing so great things. I was like, okay, this is the place to go. I needed discipline in my business, and that's exactly what I'm getting here.
So other folks from Senegal have been accepted into the program, and did they help you with the application process, give you an idea of what was expected?
They gave me ideas of what I was going to deal with. Not really with my application, because it was after the application that I spoke to them. I didn't tell anybody about it. I was like, I'm sure I'm going to fail. I'm just doing it, you know? and then I got accepted. And that's when I reached out to them, and they've been telling me about what it is exactly about, how does it go, what should you do, what should you not do. And it's been so far so good, so great.
So for our listeners who might not know anything about Senegal, What do you want us to know about your country, a day in the life in your country? You know, what is it like to go to school there? What do the people do in Senegal?
I think it's the most welcoming country ever. We have a notion called teranga, and it just means being welcoming, like being nice to your host, treating them well. So people are very loving in Senegal and very caring. You could just walk down the streets and someone you don't know would like come and talk to you like randomly. Senegal, I think, is the only country where you can go. You don't know anybody, but you would have a place to eat and sleep. You might just see someone be like, hey, I want to eat chebujen, which is like our favorite dish. You'd be like, come over, come in. It's an underdeveloped country. Actually, it's a developing country. Let's put it that way. And the economy is just booming right now. So there's a lot to do. There's a lot of opportunities. I think this is the right time to go to Africa.
I think that is wonderful to hear. And I hope some people hear that and take up your call. But you mentioned food, and my listeners know how I feel about food. So tell me about that dish. What is it made of? And is it cooked different ways at everyone's house? Does everyone have a favorite?
It's kind of cooked the same everywhere in Senegal. But then you can find it in other countries in West Africa. They call it jollof rice, and jollof actually means Senegal. Though you would have Nigerian people fighting you, telling you that jollof is Nigerian, I just cannot get it. So it's rice and fish. It could be also like rice and like beef meat, like any other meat. And it takes you literally 4 to 5 hours to make it. So it's a big thing, and we eat it a lot. So it's very tasty. There's no way I can describe it. You have to taste it.
Okay, so that means we've got to book a trip to Senegal.
Sure. And we have a pink lake, by the way. It's worth the trip. You should come and see it.
A pink lake.
Yes, it's pink because of the amount of salt in it. So the reflection of the sun makes it pink. When it's a gray day, it's just a like gray lake.
That is wonderful. Yes. So lots of good things about Senegal. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned being a fashion designer. Mm. Why did you pursue this career in fashion? What was it about fashion? Were you always sewing? Were you always, you know, putting together great outfits? Why fashion? What about it called your name?
I think that I had a passion for fabrics rather than for fashion itself. My grandmother has had this business of woven loin cloth, so it's hand woven, and that's the hat I'm wearing right now. So it's she's had it for like 50 years, I think, and it's, you know, seeing and being in contact, I think, is of with all these things that really gave me a sense of fashion. In the beginning, I was just turning like traditional outfits into more modern. I think everything started when I met a seamstress who could realize exactly what I had in mind. And from there, I felt like everything was possible. And people liked it. And I was like, okay, let me make a business out of it. And it worked out really well. But the thing is, I never studied fashion. I studied public law and got a master in international relations. So I'm still looking forward to doing fashion studies, but the brand is doing really well right now. So,
and so you incorporate that woven fabric into the design?
All the time. Before that, I would promote different African fabrics, but when I actually realized that what we call African prints is an African, it's made in Germany or Holland, I just realized that people have been fooling us, even with what's supposed to be ours, the money is going to other people, which is why I stopped promoting African prints, so-called African prints, and turned into what I've known forever, which is woven loincloths, and which is far more beautiful and more authentic. So that's what I use the most. Yeah.
And you mentioned as a little girl the love of fabric and the texture and how it felt that
it's the process. It's, you know, seeing them turning threads into such beautiful and intricate fabrics. And also I had my aunt, like my father's sister, who dyes. So she would dye like anything into any color. Actually, I remember crying one day because I had this beautiful towel I was given for my birthday with my name embroidered in it. And she just dyed it into blue. She was like, I thought this color wasn't nice enough. And then I was crying. But then I would go all the time to see the process, be part of it. They would give me those great, like, huge gloves so you can put your hands in the thing and everything. And I just loved it. So I've been in, like, I love fabrics. That's that. That's just that.
And now, do you think you'll use that master's degree in international relations? Are you going to start exporting?
I sure will. The side of what I learned of it was more like about government. And I've been actually working for the government. I quit my job last year to be fully dedicated to my business because it was really like going bigger and bigger. So it needed more attention. Maybe in the future. I've been also working with UN Women because I'm a part-time activist for gender. Well, I'm fighting gender-based violence in my country. And I launched a campaign against it, which featured also other designers and different public figures. So it's a way for me to advocate. It's a way, I feel like fashion is just a vessel. You can do whatever you want with it.
That's wonderful, Fatima Ba. And we need to fight that around the world, it seems. So One last question. Mm-hmm. Tell our listeners, what do you think of the USA? And would you be interested in more people from Senegal coming here or more people from here going to Senegal?
I think there's already a lot of Senegalese people in the U.S. And we travel a lot. I don't think there's a country in the world where you would not find Senegalese people. They're literally everywhere. working, hustling, or just there for like leisure and, you know, discovering. But I would definitely love to see more people of the US in our country. And all over Africa, actually, because there's a lot to see, there's a lot to do. And all the misconceptions that you realize that people have because they haven't been there, it's just, I mean, there's work to do. So I would love to see more US people or more Americans in Senegal. I think this is a great country. I think it's amazing how you're willing to give to each other and how you're willing to live together, though you're very different people. You're also very welcoming and outgoing, like open-minded. I love that about American people. So yeah, I love the country.
Well, Fatima Ba, I want to thank you so much for coming and sharing this information with us and your company, So Fatu.
Yeah.
SOFATOO.
Exactly.
Can be found on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Exactly.
At So Fatu.
Yes. Thanks for having me. Thank you so much.